Steve, that was a big win today. Your thoughts on your side's display?
Well, it was a lot of character shown, wasn't it? You know, to be in total ascendancy in the game and to get a bit of a slap with the goal. And then to be in total ascendancy again and relying on a goalkeeper to save a one-on-one and perhaps it could have been 2-0 down is a bit hard to take given the play we had. But we got them in at half-time and they were feeling a little bit sorry for themselves, like we boys sitting in a classroom, you know, so the teacher had to stand up and speak. And I said to them, just relax, I'll stand in front of you, whatever happens today, but you have to go out and get on the front foot as we've done for a lot of the first half. I thought the performance was good in the first half. I had to remind them of that. And obviously helps when you get the early goal in the second half. And then I think it's a travesty if we don't go on and beat them because we've laid siege to the goal. And when it comes off the post and comes back out and you've got one off the line and perhaps, dare I say it, a couple of penalties again for Rotherham that I'm not giving. But we got the goal from a routine that the boys have worked on for about 2.5 hours yesterday and got very cold standing about in the training ground. But it worked for us. And it worked at a vital time, and it's a good win. But our only focus as a group tonight, Rob, is preparing properly for Cardiff on Tuesday because we've got another game here back at the New York.
There's a chance that save from Adam Collin is going to be forgotten from this game, given what happened. But it is crucial, isn't it, to keep it at 1-0 in the first half?
Well, I think the two players that have probably will be on record as helping us more today than they were severely at fault on Tuesday. We looked at Adam on Tuesday, whose performance was not like him at all. We two Spillages and Carey Anderson, who you kind of help ever slipping over. But you know, I said to both players in one-on-one meetings on Thursday and Friday, just go make up for it. And how do you make up for it? You go and prove a point. Don't speak about it. We don't hammer people here for making mistakes as long as we learn from them. My goalkeeper stood up today and made a crucial save. And Carey Anderson has a fantastic header. It's perhaps he should do one of them in the first half when we've got him in the same position. But he's put it in with real power. They've got a boy on the post and it goes straight past him. So. But we don't kid ourselves, this is nothing more than 3 points. Nothing has been settled today in any shape or form, and I'd be sitting here saying that if it had gone against us today.
You had the perfect start to the second half, so when you spoke to the players, what was your tone like? Was it supportive 100%? Was it critical as well?
No, because I thought our performance was good. Obviously, we had to be making sure we don't have a couple of sloppy moments like the goal and the one that Adam has to save, but other than that, I don't think Millwall gave us any issues at all. I think with the team that's played the football, the team that's passed it from through midfield and wide and tried to get crosses into the box, etc. So it was a very calm and measured talk. And I said to him, our supporters have been behind us for long periods in that first half, but they're just on the edge of the seats. And yeah, I know I've been a supporter of the club that I love, and you're either going to shout, rah, or you're going to shout something supportive. And once we got the early goal, it was all supportive, wasn't it? And I can never pay enough compliments to our supporters, but I did ask them publicly this week that if it went against us, to stick with us. The nice thing they did, the rousing reception at the start of the second half. I've just had other members of the media talk to me about the noise when the equaliser went in. And a couple of the Millwall lads who I know privately, will remain private, who said it, but they were talking about the noise levels when the winner went in. So that's great that our supporters can have that from good players that only can be said at Millwall, a good, great football club. I thought that early in the season, I think that now.
Time was ticking away, though, and when Kurt Broadfoot goes down and the penalty isn't given, are you thinking at that stage that you're going to have to settle for a point?
I'm thinking, once again, Rotherham don't get penalties. We don't seem to get penalties, do we? And it could be, I don't know what else Broadfoot has to do to get a penalty there, all bar the guy assaulting him and he goes away in a wee blue light van. You know, it's a clear penalty by any shake of form. But the referee's integrity is no question by me. It never is, because I don't think they turn up to get these decisions wrong. But I think he got them wrong. But, you know, we'll look at that again and we'll speak to the people to be, because it's a penalty. But it'll take nothing away from a good 3 points and our focus for Tuesday night, which has got to be bang on, because this is Cardiff City who's coming to town. They're saying two or three clubs in League Two that I could be saying, this is Cardiff City, who's we going to play on Tuesday?
As you mentioned, nothing has been decided today, but to put that 6-point gap between yourselves and the bottom three, you know what it would have been if you'd have lost the game, it would have been equal points. So to get that 6-point gap today is somewhat significant, isn't it?
Well, you would rather have 6 points than be level with Millwall, that's for sure. We both got difficult games on Tuesday and Saturday. Wigan have gone and get themselves a win today, and I always thought under Malky Mackay the fight would start, and it looks like it started today. You look at Fulham, has their fight started? It started today. Bolton Wanderers' fight has started today. All the clubs that we'd said before the game that were perhaps involved in this fight with us, they'll be involved after Tuesday as well. So, you know, nothing again will be settled on Tuesday, but it would be nice if we go and get another 3 points in front of a support who deserve to see us win it here, because they're just stunning.
Is it fair to say that the other clubs you've just mentioned, one of the first things they'll have done when they got in the dressing room was see what Rotherham United did today and whether they could have helped them as well?
Well, I don't think there's any secret that they would have perhaps wanted Rotherham beat today. So, you know, if I was in that position, I possibly would have done. People can get misguided and say they would have seen it, they wanted it the other way, but they wouldn't have done. They'd have wanted to flatten that pack at the bottom. So all we could do is focus on ourselves. We were disappointed with our last two performances, as in the result. We can't be disappointed. It sounds crazy, doesn't it? You lose 5-0 at Wolves, and we make more chances than Wolves. And we're very much in the game at Watford before we make some mistakes. So we've come today, and we've had some big performances today, Rob. You need big performances to win games. I think tactically we got it right. I think our substitutions were at the right time. And I think our substitutions, and certainly in terms of the boy Hamill, come on and had a real impact. And I think for 25 minutes, the fullback didn't know where he was.
Have you got an idea of how many points you think it will take to guarantee survival?
Well, I think ultimately 1 point more than the team that finishes the bottom, as you know. It's no rocket science. I see such variations. I hear managers tell me that you could stay up in mid-40s, and I look at my home city club, Peterborough. I sat there and cried when they got relegated at Crystal Palace, along with my son, when they lost down there, and we're down on 54 points. So who knows? And the one thing that I know that Millwall Football Club are going to be doing is fighting like lions. What's Wigan going to be doing? Fighting like they've not done before, because they're fighting for Championship football. And as I said to you about clubs in League One, where would you rather be there? They're just fighting for such a massive prize. I mean, you're involved in it every week. It's an absolute pleasure to be involved now. It's my job and the chairman's job, to players' job, to make sure that the supporters get Championship football, which gives us a chance to put a proper infrastructure in place.
I know that you're focusing on the game at the time, but there were some unsavoury scenes towards the end of the game. I just wondered if you had a thought on that.
No, I don't. I've always took the approach that football can be very passionate. I personally think, and I don't know what's going on today, so I'm speaking blind on this, but I think the Millwall fans sometimes got a raw deal publicly, what gets said about them, and I've not seen those scenes, but if it's untoward, then the authorities will deal with that appropriately. But, you know, there's no excuse for it in football, is there? None.
Your captain was absent today with a twisted knee, so how serious is it?
Well, we don't think it's too serious. We might have him for Tuesday or Saturday. And I say this in the right way, if you block a Johnson Clark Harris shot from 15 yards, from 2 yards away, you're going to turn your knee, aren't you? And that's exactly what happened. And we were disappointed with that. We gave Craig every opportunity to come in this morning, but he's such an honest man, you know. And he knew when he went home yesterday, he said to me, and he was back on the blow this morning. But we'll get him back, and hopefully we can go to the market as well this week.